Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. We're kind of limping along with some technical difficulties, but we're on the air, and we want to thank you. Jesse will be with us shortly. I wanted to just
mention... I'm on, Terry.
Oh, I'm on. Okay, yeah. Jess, God bless you, brother. We're running into some technical difficulties, but we always push through it.
That's right.
Jess, what do we got going for today, brother?
Well, Terry, a couple things that we want to be talking about today. We want to read a statement from Father Pavone.
Yes.
On Donald Trump's statement on abortion.
Right.
So we're going to do that right now. And we're also going to be talking about today, Terry. You never... People are actually saying, the left is actually saying that the Lord of the Ring fans may be potential far-right terrorists.
Yeah.
And also a great historian, a war historian, but he's a great conservative voice out there, Victor David Hansen.
He's a good man.
Wrote an article on why are they destroying us, and he makes he basically connects the dots with why the culture of death is doing what they're doing, Terry.
Yeah, he's a great man. And Jess, I also want to just, before we get to the gospel and the good news and the sheen, I just want for good to know file.
Yeah.
This is something that I have to comment on. Cardinal Fernandez calls for a change to Catholic condemnation of homosexuality as intrinsically disordered. One of the things he said, Jesse, that really bothered me as a layman is that somehow we're going to start doing theology from, not from divine revelation.
From experience.
But from experience. So you got two guys that are homosexuals and they care for each other with friendship. Maybe the guy's sick. He's taking, yeah, it's good. He's taking, but you can never approve an evil. And let's just be honest. The Bible makes it clear. Sodomy is a sin, a mortal sin, and it can never be approved. So what I hear the church doing, and this is basically modernism. They're trying to come in at the CDF is to say that there's can be some, let's just say, homosexuals, they're doing something good. So let's not say that it's like marriage of a man and a woman that can be fruitful, but let's let them, you know, do what they do because there's good there. And that's just not how we've been doing revelation from day one. And so I condemn that as a layman.
Absolutely, Terry. Also just want to mention what something that's kind of important, that the month of April is dedicated to the Most Holy Eucharist.
Amen.
Which is the sacrament of all sacraments. It is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. The Eucharist is central to the Catholic faith. It is essential to the Catholic faith, as it is a sine qua non, as the fathers of the church would say, the indispensable element of Roman Catholicism. The Holy Eucharist is Emmanuel, God with us here on earth. And the Holy Eucharist is also proof that Jesus keeps his promises when he said he would remain with us until the end of time, Matthew 28:20.
And Jesse, can I just make one more notice? I mean, good to know file. The CDC, not me, discloses that 780,000 new reports of serious side effects after taking COVID-19 vaccination. And remember, we couldn't even say that 2 years ago, but we knew people. I mean, I got a funeral going on right now. We were burying many people who had bad effects from this, and we're told we couldn't speak about it. Now the CDC says, oh, by the way, yeah, almost a million. Now, how many people didn't report? So I just wanted to say that we were vindicated on that, brother.
That's right. Terry, you want to share Father Pavone's statement? I think that's important for you.
Oh, it is. Let's do it.
Yeah, go ahead. You got it there?
No, I don't have it in front of me. I got Father Frank coming on Friday.
Oh, you got him coming on Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
When you're gone.
I had a statement and I just dumped
it.
I'll get it right now.
Yeah. And Jesse, let me just say this about that, about our position. And Father Frank, let's be honest. What are the alternatives when we elect our next president in November? We got one guy who says, I want to kill as many babies as possible through abortion. And I want to make it a national policy that everybody can kill their babies. That's what we can. So you vote for him. That's what you get. For the last 4 years, hell bent on killing as many babies as possible. Then you got another guy who's already shown us 4 years to be the most pro-life president in history, who put in judges to overthrow Roe versus Wade, which saved tens of thousands of babies' lives. I don't know, Jess. I've got common sense. I know that voting for President Trump, he's no saint. I got that. And he's not even Catholic. Okay, I get that. Mm-hmm. He's in for things that are immoral, like in vitro fertilization. I get that. But let's look at who's going to move the football closer to the touchdown. And the only guy I can think of is President Trump, because he's already got a track record with me, and so does Biden. So I'm going to say this, and Jess, you can correct me right on the air. I think any baptized, confirmed Catholic, okay, confirmed, because you got the gifts of the Holy Spirit, wisdom, and you choose Biden, that's a mortal sin, and you're participating in the killing of future babies. And I know that I'm going to get in trouble to say that, but I stand by that, because if I look at the platforms of each party, it's very clear. One says, I'm going to take unborn babies, and the other says, no, I'm not. So that's my take, but I do have
it's apples and oranges.
Are you in front of it now?
Yeah, I got it here.
Yeah, it's here. Go ahead. I'm going
to
read right
Father, pro-life leader Frank Pavone responds to Trump's statement on abortion. He says, abolishing abortion begins by getting Democrats out of office.
Amen.
He says, Priest for Life National Director Frank Pavone today thanked President Donald Trump for a statement on abortion released on his Truth Social account. As I said in my remarks recently at Mar-a-Lago, Donald J. Trump has been and will be again the most pro-life president our country has seen. He has not wavered on any of the pro-life positions or executive actions he has taken, including depriving the abortion industry of federal funds or judges he has appointed, and we will again see such progress in a second term.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump is rightly proud of his role in the reversal of Roe versus Wade. Roe blocked the American people from protecting the unborn. Now we can protect them again, and are doing so. By invoking the will of the people, President Trump is pointing to the fact that courts are not here to impose a dogma of abortion on demand.
Right.
Rather, the courts should step out of the way so that the people can have an open and honest debate about abortion. That's what we will continue to do. President Trump's announcement of the abortion policy he would pursue as president calls to mind the drafting of the U.S. Constitution at a time when slavery was still legal. Pavone said, the founders understood that they could not get the Constitution ratified if it contained an absolute anti-slavery position. They needed to get the nation started. But with the Constitution, they did adopt, they put in place the very mechanism by which slavery was in fact ultimately abolished. President Trump has taken a similar stance. We have to save the nation by winning this election. Right now, we have a nation divided on abortion, but by saving the nation itself from destruction by the Democrats, by saving the Constitution, free and fair elections, freedom of speech and religion, and by stopping the extremism of the Democrats on abortion, we will in fact preserve the very mechanism by which we can continue to build a culture of life. He says, I thank the president for this, for his statement, but I don't expect him to do my job.
Exactly.
I expect him to do his. My job and the job of the pro-life movement is to lay out the moral absolute of the right to life, which does not admit of compromise.
Nope.
Pro-life leaders, meeting recently for strategic planning, issued this joint statement that reflects the pro-life work that needs to be done in the next 7 months. We look forward to continuing working together with President Trump and countless citizens to leading our nation to ever greater fidelity to its founding principle that governments are instituted precisely to preserve the unalienable right to life.
Wow.
Frank Pavone. Yeah.
Wow. You know, Jesse, I'm glad he did that. And we'll have him on our show when you're out of town Friday. Yeah. So we'll look forward to chatting with him on that issue more. Jesse, I know we only got a minute or two before I want to get to the gospel, but there's one more thing I did want to bring up, and that is something I just, we got, oh yes. This is a great article that people can see that, because we talk about wounded people out there today. Priest says that these transgender people he's ministering to, trying to help them overcome their, they think that the solution is to become an opposite sex. So if they're a man, they can be a woman, and it all goes away. And that just isn't the case. And so he's pointing out that the only solution that helps these people is to have a relationship with Jesus Christ and to get the sacraments. And I thought, thank you, Father, because I think we need to hear more and more of that rather than saying, oh, well, you know, we got to just understand Johnny and Johnny love each other. No, repent and believe in the gospel. And that's what this priest is saying. So I thank him for that.
Yeah. Terry, today's gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ talks to Nicodemus.
Yeah.
in John chapter 3 and following,
yes,
about the need to be born again.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's a debate amongst Protestants about what it means to be born again. There's no debate amongst Catholics and the Orthodox, and we've been around for 2,000 years. The Catholic Church has always said that John chapter 3, verse 5, where our Lord says that unless a man is born again, the actual Greek word is born from above, anothen, born from above. The Church has always said that to be born again is to be water baptized. The Church has always said that. And all you have to do is look at Titus chapter 3, verse 5.
Yeah.
And in the book of Titus chapter 3, verse 5, it interprets John chapter 3, verse 5, and you see that in Titus 3, 5, that one is born again through baptism. And so the first person to deny this was John Calvin at the Reformation. So what does it mean to be born again? It means to be water baptized. Catholics, if you've been water baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, at whatever age, you are a born again Christian.
Wow. When we come back from the break, Jesse, I'm going to say that we're going to be talking about some interesting topics. But I want to just say that what happens is we're coming into an age right now where common sense isn't that common, where speaking the truth about marriage, about family life, in parts of the world right now, you're going to be told that you're hate crimes. And that's really crazy. That's what they're doing in England. And I believe that America's not far behind, that someday when we say marriage is between a man and a woman, they're going to say, you can't say that. And we're going to say, hey, the Bible says it. We can't do any other way.
That's right.
And so when we come back, we'll talk about that and much more here on the Terry and Jesse Show. Stay tuned with us. We'll be back after a quick break. Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. We are talking about an article from Catholic Vote called UK Government Report. Lord of the Ring fans may be potential far-right terrorists. Is this microphone on? Jess, I can understand terrorists who are, who are violent and all that. I get that. But, when they start going after Christians to say they're terrorists because they are living their Catholic or Christian faith, I mean, there's something going on here, Jeff. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. A now viral report by British government counterterrorism program stated that the classic novels by authors J.R.R. Tolkien, a Catholic, and C.S. Lewis, a Protestant, can be red flags for possible far-right extremism. Well, I guess I'm guilty, Terry.
Yes. I mean, really condemn me for that.
We prevent vulnerable people from being drawn into extremism. That's what the UK website says, the government websites. Prevent claims on its website. Prevent goes on to describe itself as a government-led, multi-agency program that aims to stop individuals becoming terrorists. Mm-hmm. Its website elaborates that police play a key role in the program's efforts. You know what's funny, Terry?
Tell me.
They're saying that Christians, they need to investigate potential Christians over in the UK as possible terrorists. Those countries are swarming with terrorists right now. They're called Islamists.
Yeah.
And they're in there by the hundreds of thousands. And I'm telling you, Europe is going to fall to Islam, if not in my lifetime, in my kids' lifetime, because it's just a sea of Muslims. And they're going to take over every single European country in due time.
And Jesse, they must be laughing at us. I mean, to think that we're pointing the finger at Christianity while the Islamic terrorists and all these other, communists and all these bad elements are coming into the country. It just shows me that we've lost it, brother.
Yeah. The article says we prevent the government website from the UK. We prevent vulnerable people from being drawn into extremism. Prevent claims on its website. The Daily Caller's Kay Smith reported that while Prevent was founded to support counterterrorism efforts, it has gradually swayed into a focus on only extremists from Islam and far-right ideological mindsets. The program attempts to address right-wing extremism were even more inept than some of its attempts to address Islamist extremism, British author Douglas Murray noted. Murray pointed out that Prevent was once was once advised by left-wing activist groups like Hope Not Hate. Such groups have long believed that the definition of far-right should encompass, for instance, many people who supported Brexit. Later in the article, Douglas Murray scrutinized a past report by Prevents Research Information and Communications Unit. In one such report, there's a reading list of historical texts which produced red flags to the Research Information and Communications Unit called RICU. RICU warns that radicalization could occur from books by authors including C.S. Lewis, J.R.R. Tolkien, Aldous Huxley, and Joseph Conrad. Murray reported. If I'm looking at some of these posts here on X, it says satirically, it says, reading Lord of the Rings and 1984 could lead to right-wing extremism, government report warns. Here's another one. If by extremism they mean a compelling yet not heavy, compelling yet not heavy-handed Christian moral theme, then yes. The Lord of the Rings is, of course, a fundamentally religious and Catholic work, said J.R.R. Tolkien. Reminder that The Lord of the Rings is a Christian history. Tolkien was forthcoming on this. The Lord of the Rings is, of course, a fundamentally religious and Catholic work. Yep. These are some of its many theological themes. Now, Lewis was known for writing the children's fantasy series, The Chronicles of Narnia, as well as many Christian apologetic books such as The Screwtape Letters and The Great Divorce. Tolkien was the author of The Lord of the Rings, an epic novel, also published as a three-volume series, and the children's novel, The Hobbit. A devout lifelong Catholic, Tolkien once remarked that The Lord of the Rings is a fundamentally religious and Catholic work, unconsciously so at first, but consciously in the revision. Huxley penned the dystopian novel Brave New World. Conrad wrote the classics novella Heart of Darkness, which recounts the horrors of Belgium colonial Africa in the late 19th century. I kid you not, though it seems that all satire is dead, but the list of suspect books also includes 1984 by George Orwell, Murray wrote. He went on to note that the report also flagged well-known writings by various classically liberal and conservative political philosophers. These include Leviathan by Thomas Hobbes, John Locke's Two Treaties of Government, and Edmund Burke's Reflections on the Revolution in France, as well as works by Thomas Carlyle and Adam Smith. So in general, I begin to feel in good company, Murray wrote in reaction to the list of books. If government agencies are going to compile a list of suspect books, then I am very happy to stand condemned alongside these fine people, both living and dead. News of the years-old report circulated through the social media application X this week. The platform's owner, Elon Musk, slammed the Prevent RICU report for its inclusion of the classic books. What a crazy thing for them to say, he commented on Thursday.
Incredible.
And Elon Musk also says, yeah, what a crazy thing for them to say. Oh, no, quipped journalist and film editor Haley Kennington on X the same day. We're all going to start building amazing little cottages and hills upon digesting these books and may even find a core group of friends we would do anything for we keep for life. Extremists make it make sense, Kennington added. This is on par with math is racist.
Jesse, do you see a connection from the French Revolution to what's going on right now?
Well, I see a connection with what's going on in the UK.
Yeah.
And the FBI.
Exactly.
So the FBI has its own, the UK has its own FBI, and they're doing the same thing here. Here we got the FBI investigating traditional Catholics over there. Their version of the FBI, this government agency, is they want to investigate people that have this affinity towards J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis books. Both the FBI considers us extremists, and this government agency in the UK considers people who read from these authors also extremists.
And Jesse, let me make one more comment from this article from the Catholic Vote. On Thursday, Catholic Vote reported that an agency of the U.S. federal government, are you ready, flagged Bible purchases as an indication of extremism in communications with banks following the events of January 6th, 2021. Okay, I'm sorry. Reading the Bible is a danger for America? I just can't believe that happened. That's happening right now, Jesse. So I guess I'm in because I buy Bibles. I read Bibles. See, this is how crazy the world is getting right now. And it's not just in England. Like you said, the FBI, look what they did to Mark Hulk, our friend. I mean, this is going on more and more. I'm not going to be surprised, Jesse, if somebody knocks on your door or my door and say, hey, knock it off. If not, you're going to go to jail. For what? Preaching the gospel. That's what it's coming down to, Jess.
That's right. I'm looking at some of the comments here. It says, one of the comments, the Magna Carta is next on the list.
Yeah.
If you bring your pocket copy of the U.S. Constitution into the UK,
can't do that.
It may be confiscated. Here's another one. It's not just Tolkien and all others under attack. It is clear and critical thinking for oneself. It is knowing that our rights are a gift by a creator, not man.
Amen.
And eventually we will have to engage these illiberal, radical ideologues and by some means overcome their hatred and hypocrisy. Pray, brethren. Here's another one. When good is called evil and evil good is what's happening in the UK. Yeah, here's another one.
There's lots of them.
Yeah. Ironic that at one time protests against censorship came from the liberals and leftists who wanted to give free rein to works that promoted immorality and licentiousness and even pornographic.
Yeah.
And now the liberals and leftists want to censor work that promote faith, religion, Christian morality, critical thinking, and philosophical writers and ideas that inspired the founding fathers and mothers of the U.S.
You know, Jesse, great comment from that person. Let's think about it. Right now, our culture, it's just in America. I repeat this. We have 340 million people in America, and 190 million of them have sexually transmitted diseases. But we're not going to point and stop the pornography or stop, you know, anything what the Bible talks about, thou shalt not commit adultery or, you know, fornication. No, we can't do that. We got to give people freedom in their sexual lives. See, this is what's destroying America. It has no moral fiber, and it's throwing out the Bible, and it's throwing out Christianity as a attack on their freedom, when in fact, it's just the opposite.
What they're trying to do is they're trying to silence the church.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to silence Christianity around the world.
Yep.
The only thing that's, everything is tolerated, Islam, homosexuality, pride, pornography,
all that. Yep.
Drag queens. Mm-hmm. Transcendental meditation, the occult, the new age, everything is tolerated except Catholic Christianity.
And you know why that is, Jesse, in my opinion? Yeah, yeah. They know that if they can't knock out the Catholic Church and Christianity, they can't get what they want. And so they're going to attack us. I mean, you know, the socialists and communism knew this. It's just a fact. Christianity is a roadblock to liberalism.
Yeah, exactly, Terry. And by the way, I just want to mention something about a lot of people, especially Protestants, were talking about the day of the eclipse, that people were going to be raptured. I kept telling people, don't pay attention to the Protestants. They've been wrong about 250 times and the end of the world. There is not going to be a rapture. I said, don't pay any attention. There was even Catholics that were talking about this.
Yeah.
With the Protestant mindset on YouTube, a lot of these Catholic podcasters were talking about, oh, the Protestants are saying something big is going to happen during the eclipse. I told people, I blogged, I said, it's going to be a big nothing burger.
Yeah.
It's going to be as significant as Y2K.
Next.
Yeah, it's just another day on planet Earth. And I'll tell you why I knew that nothing was going to happen. I knew it because anytime mankind thinks that they figured out God's second coming and the end of the world, you can scratch that date off. God is not going to let people figure out the date when he's going to come back. You can scratch that one from the calendar.
Amen. You see what happens when you got a PhD in common sense? Common sense ain't that common. Read the Bible. It says no one knows the day or the hour. Stay with us, family. We'll have more here on the Terry and Jesse Show. And I want to also just thank everyone who's listening and sending these shows off. Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Yes, we're having some technical difficulties, but we're making it. Hey, Jess, this UK government report, Lord of the Rings, fans may be potential far-right rings. If we're done with that, we can move on to Mr. Henson.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, Victor Davis Henson. I got to tell you, before we start, Jess, he has so many good YouTube videos that I've watched on history. He did a great thing on World War II history. The guy does his homework. And he has an article now, Jesse, that says, why are they destroying us? What's that about, Jess?
Yeah, he's got a PhD in war history.
I love his history.
He's a war historian.
Yep.
He says, if someone wished to destroy America, could he do anything more catastrophic than what we currently see and hear each day?
Without firing a shot.
What would an existential enemy do that we have not already done to ourselves?
Yeah.
Here are 11 now familiar steps to civilization destruction. I'll do the first one, then Harold do the next one. Number one, wipe out a 2,000-mile border, allow 10 million foreign nationals to enter unlawfully, have no audit of any, nullify all federal immigration laws, let toxic drugs in that kill 100,000 Americans a year, give free support for those millions who broke the laws, smear any objectors as racist and xenophobe.
Well, number two blew me away, and I knew this, but it's still terrible. How do you destroy a country? Well, run up 35, are you ready? Not million, trillion dollars in national debt. And here's something that just blew me away when I read this. Keep adding $1 trillion to it each 100 days, okay? So in 100 days, $36 trillion. Defame anyone wishing to cut wild spending as cruel and inhumane. Whoa, he nailed it. Jess, number three?
Third way to destroy a civilization, number three.
Mm-hmm.
Appease or subsidize enemies like Iran and China. Demonize allies like Israel. Allow terrorists to attack Americans without response. See Islam as either similar or superior to Christianity. Make amends to leftist governments for supposedly past toxic American international behavior. Follow the lead of international agencies like the UN, ICC, and the WHO to atone for past American neocolonial and imperialist behavior. Recede to second-tier international status befitting American decline.
And just a quick note about WHO. This is the Islamic organization. They attacked us years ago, Jesse, with our radio shows because we showed what Islam was all about, radical Islam, and we got our hands
stopped. That was CARE.
Well, that was CARE. That's right.
Who's
Thank the World you, Health, Jesse.
World Health Organization. These are part of these are this is the Klaus Schwab group.
Got it. Wrong one. But bottom line is, they're out of us. Number four, in a multiracial democracy, redefined identity only as one's tribal affiliation. Ensure each identity group reveals the other for victimhood. Boy, that's what the communists have done for years. Victimhood. And the state spoils it coffers. Redefined all political issues by race and sex, oppressors and oppressed. Destroy all mediatrical standard.
Well, that's a hard word.
What is it?
Meritocratic. Meritocratic. Yeah. Well, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Merit autocratic. Merit autocratic. Got it. Wow.
Standards of admission, retention, promotion, and commendation. So, Jesse, here's the bottom line. You know that communists have been trying to do the race thing for years, okay? And they just keep going at it. And fortunately, this is so prominent that people, I mean, whatever happened to Martin Luther King when he said that I don't judge a man by the color of his skin. I judge a man by, what he does and says. So I just think that—
That went out the window.
That went out the window. Next one.
Yeah. Number five, redefine violent crime as understandable— cry of the heart, expressions of social justice, ensure no bail and same-day release for arrested, repeat violent felons, Empathize with the violent killer and rapist. Ignore the victims, especially if slain police officers, and also promote defund the police. And that's how you just, that's the fifth way to destroy a civilization.
And Jesse, I think they're losing on that. I'll give you an example. San Francisco and also Oregon. Oregon was always for, you know, illicit drugs. And everybody has a right to shoot up heroin, okay? But they found out after so many decades of doing it that they just decided to come with a new law that says, no, we're gonna make it so that if you have illegal drugs, you're going to jail. And I'm thinking, it took him so long to come up with that. And I think hopefully some of these things are going to be turning over because they will destroy the country if they continue. Number six, emasculate the military. Oh, yeah. By using meritocratic standards of race, gender, and sexual orientation to determine promotion and commendation. You know, the homosexuals, yes. Deliberately smearing as racist and insurrectionist the largest demographic in the military who in recent wars died at twice the number in the population so that they leave or never join the military. Encourage retired high officers to slander their commander in chief. Cut the defense budget. Oh, yeah. Stop producing sufficient weapons, but leave billions of dollars worth of arms to terrorists like we did in Afghanistan. Remember that story? That was tragic.
Oh, yeah. Under Biden, by the way.
And you know, Jesse, we did that also, just so you know. Maybe you didn't hear this, but yeah, you do. Stephen Mosier talked about all the military stuff that was left for the Japanese equipment that the Chinese used to overthrow the government. See, this is not new. This has happened many times over and over again. So it's amazing that we don't get it right. We know that when you give the bad guys leave them the equipment, they're going to turn on you. So continue. Next one. Did I lose him? Go ahead, Jess. All right, we're losing Jess for a minute. Number seven, rejuvenate the justice system to indict, bankrupt, convict, jail, and eliminate political oppressors. Use ballot removal, oh my gosh, impeachment, civil suits, state that federal indictments rather than elections to defeat an opponent. Mob the homes of non-compliant Supreme Court justices. Attack them personally by name. Jess, that's happened. That is incredible. Wow. A lot of this that's going on right now, folks, is really just, we don't shoot people. We don't have to fire anything. They're just putting policies in. And I'll tell you what my take on all this, Jesse, when you're back, let me know. Pardon me? Okay. Yeah.
I think I'm back.
Yeah, go ahead, Jess. Hit it. I was just talking on number seven.
Yeah. We reinvent the justice system.
Exactly.
That's exactly it. And that's what they've done. The left.
Oh, yeah.
It's called the criminal injustice system now. And it's called the Department of Injustice now. That's funny. Point number eight, eighth way to destroy a country, encourage the media to form a powerful force.
All right, Jesse, you're breaking up again. Rejuvenate the justice system to indict, bankrupt, convicts, jail, and eliminate the political opponents. Are you there, Jess? Can we hear you now?
I think I'm there.
You're good now, yep. Jess. You were a minute ago. Continue, eight.
Okay. We saw that in the last election.
Yeah.
You got the government working along with big tech to make sure that Donald Trump was censored. He was surveyed and he was audited. Point number nine, ninth way to destroy a country, according to Victor David Hansen, make war on affordable gasoline and natural gas, substitute inefficient, unreliable, and expensive wind and solar power, even as energy prices bankrupt the middle class.
Hey, Jesse, we're in California, folks. Are you ready? Are you going to be glad you're not in California?
Yeah.
You can't buy gas for under $5 a gallon. It's about $5.20 for the cheap stuff, $5.50.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And so when are we going to wake up?
Microphone.
When we could, I mean, I'm just going to say, what were you better off 4 years ago buying your gas at $2.70? I'll have to think hard about that one. Yes, of course I was. Continue, Jess.
Number 10. Marry late, but preferably not at all. Consider males toxic, especially boys. Have no children or as few as possible. Otherwise, assure children they are entitled and must be sheltered. Raise them to have grievances against past generations and current norms. In other words, raise monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hate, and also to hate America.
To hate their country.
Yes. Yeah. See, Jesse, you and I didn't have that when we grew up.
Oh,
are you kidding me? It was just the opposite. We loved our country. Continue, Jess.
Number 11, 11th thing Victor David Hansen writes to destroy a country. Turn world-class universities into indoctrination centers.
Oh, yeah.
Suspend the Bill of Rights on campuses. Train youth to graduate despising their own culture and civilization. Recruit foreign students from hostile nations to subsidize campus commissar bloat. Replace the curriculum with therapeutic propaganda. Ban the SAT, ACT, and do not evaluate high school GPAs. Ensure merit does not select the student body. Charge tuition higher than the rate of inflation. Bill the government when students default on their loans. So, why are those
hang on a second, Jess, you broke up. So why are those controlling Biden using him to advance much of his destructive agenda that would end America as we know it? Think about it. Biden is running around. He was in Wisconsin saying about the student loans. Hey, you don't have to pay your back. There's 30 or 40 million people who owe money from their education. And he's just going to absolve them. Who's going to pay for that, Jess? You and I are. Are you there? Mm-hmm. All right, well, let me close it out, Jess. We got to get a better connection with you. We got another segment. We're going to cover this. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. I just want to remind people the Spiritual Warfare Conference that we had a couple weeks back. If you haven't gotten a copy of the recordings, please do and share them with your friends and family. It's critical that we are high information Catholics. And here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio, that's what we want you to do. We want you to get to heaven, but we want you to know, love, and serve the Lord. How do you do that? By studying your faith. Stay with us. We'll be back with more on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. What a show today. We get to offer all these inconveniences for the salvation of souls. So, like I always say, every action is like a blank check. Jesse's having difficulty with his internet. We're having some challenges here. But you know what? We keep plugging along. We keep swinging the bat for Jesus. Jesse, we still got a couple more points here to make. Are you with us, my friend? No, negative. Okay. So let me cover a couple of the ones that we didn't get. And that is number 10. Excuse me, we did number 11. And here it is. Basically, Henson's point is that all of this is being done to undermine the United States of America's freedoms. And they're trying to put in a socialist and globalist agenda, and they're working really well at doing that. So we have to acknowledge that. Jess, I'd like to change gears one more time, if you can, if you're here with me. And that is, I want to really make it clear. People have called me and texted me. They're saying, how can you say you can vote for President Trump when he's for in vitro fertilization? And some national radio hosts or friends of ours that say that. Well, I have to, you know, part with them on that. And the reason is because we have to vote who's going to do the most good for this country. And as I said before, Jesus Christ isn't running. The Blessed Mother's not running. We have two individuals, one baptized Catholic, one a Presbyterian, one Catholic president who's hell-bent on killing as many babies as possible, trying to make it, you know, when he did his presidential appointments, the judges are for killing unborn babies. So a vote for President Biden is a vote for killing unborn babies. It's as simple as that. Now, the other side, President Trump, 4 years, he picked all these judges to overthrow Roe versus Wade, to throw it back to the states. Now, is that a perfect law? No, because we're still killing babies. But how many is it? Do you think there's a word? I mean, if you had a choice to kill 1 million babies every year or 100,000, and you had two politicians, one was going to kill 1 million and the other's going to kill 100,000 through the same point, who would you pick? See, if you don't pick the one who's going to do the least amount of damage to the country, I think you're wrong. And President Trump has already showed us through 4 years of being the most pro-life president in my lifetime. And I think of all the little children that are alive today because Roe versus Wade was overturned. And let's be honest, all the pro-abortion people, all the people who want to kill the babies, they're upset to a point where they're saying, we can't let Trump get in because we know what he's going to do. And it means less business for us. So Jess, I want to hear your thoughts on this issue about the election. And I'll just repeat one last thing. Confirmed Catholics, you've been given the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And that's a lot of wisdom. There's 7 or 8 that are on wisdom. If you pick President Biden, knowing that you know he's going to be killing unborn babies, you're participating in that. And I'm just going to call you out as saying you're endangering your entire salvation by supporting someone who's hell-bent on killing the innocent life. So really, I don't see any option for, as a Catholic, you cannot vote for President Biden. And if you don't vote for President Trump, it's really a vote for Biden. Tell me I'm wrong, Jess.
Terry, something huge just happened.
What is it?
In Arizona.
Tell me.
Yeah, the Arizona Supreme Court just affirmed, or they revived
what?
A law, an abortion law that goes back to 1864.
Awesome.
And so today the Arizona's top court banned abortion in virtually all instances. And this is a huge setback for the pro-abortion rights in the people in Arizona, where the procedure, it was already barred starting at 15 weeks of pregnancy.
Yeah.
So we're about to enter into the fight of our life here in Arizona because the Supreme Court banned it.
Wow.
It went back to an 1864 Supreme Court law, which bans abortion virtually in all instances.
Wow.
And so the left is going crazy in Arizona.
I bet they are.
Governor Katie Hobbs is going crazy. The leftist politicians. The Arizona Supreme Court, whose 7 justices were all appointed by Republican governors, ruled in favor of an anti-abortion obstetrician and a county prosecutor who took up defense of the law after the state's Democratic attorney general had declined to do so. The law, enacted even before Arizona became a U.S. state, banned abortions except to save the woman's life and impose a penalty of up to 5 years in prison for anyone who performs an abortion.
Wow.
Planned Parenthood, which provides abortions and other health care services, sued the state in 1971 to challenge the 19th century law. A judge ruled in Planned Parenthood's favor and issued an order blocking the law following the U.S. Supreme Court's landmark 1973 ruling in Roe versus Wade that recognized a constitutional right to abortion and legalized the procedure nationwide. In March 2022, the governor at the time, Republican Doug Ducey, signed the new law that banned abortion after 15 weeks. Like the 1864 statute, it carries a penalty of up to 5 years in prison for anyone who performs or helps a woman obtain an abortion after 15 weeks. The U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way for the new law to take effect when it overturned Roe in June 2022. A number of states since have enacted Republican-backed abortion restrictions. Mm. In July 2022, the Republican Attorney General Mark Brnovich filed a motion in the Planned Parenthood case to challenge the judicial order that blocked the 1864 law and let prosecutors enforce the ban. A court granted that request in September 2002. After Planned Parenthood appealed, a state appellate court in December 2022 once again blocked the 1864 ban from being enforced against doctors, though it allowed enforcement against non-physicians who performed abortions. Mm. The state's newly elected Democratic governor, Katie Hobbs, and Attorney General Chris Mays declined to appeal further.
Wow.
That led Dr. Eric Hazelrig and Yavapai County Attorney Dennis McGrain to intervene in the case to defend the 1864 law before the state's Supreme Court.
Incredible.
Dr. Hazelrig, runs a network of crisis pregnancy centers, facilities where pregnant women are counseled from having abortions. They are represented by the Alliance Defending Freedom, a conservative legal group behind other challenges to abortion rights, including an effort to restrict access to the abortion bill.
Wow.
A group of abortion rights organizations called Arizona for Abortion Access last week said it had gathered enough signatures to put voters in November to put before voters in November a ballot measure that would enshrine in the state's constitution a right to an abortion until fetal viability, which is around week 24 of pregnancy. So, yeah, Terry, there's a fight here. A good thing happened for the pro-life cause in Arizona.
That's exciting.
The Supreme Court has reinstated an 1864 law, which bans abortion in all instances.
Yeah.
However, because of the stolen elections, you have the governor and the attorney general. They're going to try to do whatever they can to try to, by executive order, to try to, abolish this or supplant this law. So, Terry, the fight is just brewing right now.
And you know, Jesse, I keep seeing it: Oregon, San Francisco, Arizona, of groups. This wokeness is being attacked and saying we're tired of it. Let's go back to the good old fundamentals of our faith and stand up for morality. And I'm hoping and praying that when this election comes in 7 months,
yeah,
that people will say, I've had enough of liberalism, I've had enough of wokeness, and let's get back to the fundamentals of our country. And I think I see a wave coming, and I hope I'm on it. I hope I'm not wrong. But Jess, here's my question about Arizona. Arizona's a key state for the election. And it seems to me that this could be the momentum they're looking for to help bring back more conservative ideas and principles, not only on the abortion issue, but on other issues like the border. I assume that Arizona's getting something like California, that, you know, with Yuma being there and what's it, right by Tucson, down about 90 miles, the border there. I know that they're having lots of illegal, Casa Grande, what is that called down there, Jess? Uh-huh. It's right on the border of Arizona and Mexico, and it's right on Highway 8 as you go down there. But anyhow, the point I'm making is Arizona is being inundated by immigration also, where it's not being monitored. People are just coming across like we have in California. And it seems to me that the Arizonans also are going to say, let's stop that by voting for someone who says, let's put a border where it actually is a border and people come in through immigration, not just walking across the fence.
Well, I'll tell you, Terry, this is a good day in Arizona today.
Yeah, it is.
I can tell you. But again, I wish the four bishops of the state of Arizona would come out stronger and lift up their voices. We need their voices right now. And I wish that they would speak out against, because the left is still trying to gather signatures to put it in the state constitution, and they're combing the streets like ants.
Yeah.
It's called the Arizona Abortion Access Act.
Yeah.
They're trying to gather signatures so they can put it on.
I bet they will.
So they can bring it up to a vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this way they can enshrine it in the state constitution. Who knows what would happen at that point if that would happen.
Yeah.
If the Supreme Court would have the authority to step in.
Well,
who knows? That'll be interesting.
Well, look with California. We've already done that. Our government has already said, we'll bring anybody in to kill their baby from other states. That's how bad it is here. That's
right. I think abortion's already enshrined in the California
Constitution. That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
And the city down there in Arizona is a border town called Nogales, Arizona.
Ah, Nogales.
And that's where people are having the farmers are having all kinds of problems there in Arizona. And again, Jesse, the issue right now is, do we want a country that has law and order? That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Last minute and a half, Jess.
Yeah, Terry, right now we have a country of lawlessness.
It's chaos.
Yeah, let's just be honest. And but I can tell you one thing. President Trump has been the most pro-life president by far.
Fact.
Some of the things that he did, Terry, he appointed three pro-life justices to the Supreme Court.
That's right.
President Trump also deprived the abortion industry of billions of dollars funding.
Yeah.
Yeah, he cut their funding, federal funding. President Trump also implemented the Protect Life and the Protect Life Rule, which was a rule that was being enforced by the Department of Health and Human Services under his administration. He also, President Trump also reinstated and expanded the Mexico City policy, which basically it ensured that our tax dollars are protected from funding abortion industries overseas across the entire world. So he stopped that.
Jesse, yeah. We got 30 seconds. I got to ask you, what state should we be living in? We're talking about Arizona, California.
Last time I checked, you want to live in a state of grace. Exactly. Don't live in a state of mortal sin. Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. Not talking about California, Arizona. We're talking about living in the state of grace.
That's
Remember,
right.
Our Lady of Fatima said souls are going to hell because no one is there to pray and make sacrifices. Let's sacrifice for the salvation of souls. Thanks again for joining us here on the Terry and Jesse Show. God love you.